practically the 4th of July, and it's the middle of summer. It's, can you believe this mess? Well, what's the latest? When do we go to phase, whatever is next? And, we'll get to Mayor de Blasio, this hapless, bumbling fool. We'll get to Governor Cuomo, who is also responsible for this mess we're in. We'll get to President Trump. We'll get to Joe Biden and that weekend at Bernie's routine they pulled off yesterday. We'll go over that press. It wasn't really a press conference, we'll explain. And now, what's the latest? There's going to be an announcement at some point today, Joe Bartlett, about the next phase.
I'm pretty sure it's not going to happen.
Really? We're supposed to go to indoor dining on Monday, but they may hold back on that. I don't think most people, it's important for the restaurants, but I don't think most people want to eat inside right now. As long as the weather's good, it's safer. It just feels better to eat outside. New Jersey, it's delayed. New Jersey, now the only thing is, Long Island and Westchester have been on indoor dining for, well over a week. Is it 2 weeks or 1 week? I think it's 2 weeks. And there's certain, I don't want to mention any names, but there's certain restaurants on the North Shore of Long Island that are quite the hot spot. And they put millions of outdoor tables into the parking lot. They put 40, 50 tables. But it's a part of Long Island where everybody's pushing and shoving and they all want a table. And I've seen a video of it. It's really crowded and packed. I mean, they're packed in there tight and people are wandering around talking to everybody, no masks on or any. So let's see if there's an outbreak. So far, it's been over a week, no outbreak as a result. Last Saturday night in Southampton, I saw a video of this. They closed down the main street. They allowed all the restaurants to put tables out in the street. But it's that crazy Southampton. So they added DJs and dancers, and they had dancing in the middle. And it looked pretty packed. And again, that crowd loves to mingle. They're all walking around from table to table with the masks either off or down around the neck. What's today? Wednesday? Okay, let's wait a week, 7 days, see if there's any outbreak. And if there isn't, then I guess it's okay to, because they've had indoor dining for a while. So we'll see what happens. Now, the important thing to remember is Tulsa is a fascinating case. President Trump did that indoor rally. And if you look at the video, most people didn't have masks on and they're inside. And the Secret Service said they wanted 12,000 people coming in inside. There's been not only no spike in Tulsa, numbers are down. I think new cases yesterday, 305. Normally, before the rally, it was in the 400 or 500, so the numbers are down since that Tulsa rally. That's a pretty good sign. So, but you haven't eaten inside yet, have you?
No, there's plenty of outside restaurants, and you know the weather's always nice here, so I'm staying outside for a while.
Again, there's certain things I need to do. One is it's believed that air conditioning, which you need obviously in a hot summer day, circulates the air and can circulate the virus around. So I haven't finished the full research on this or what the government's going to advise, but they may want restaurants and offices to put in HEPA filters to remove the virus from the air if it's there. So did you watch the Joe Biden press conference yesterday?
I watched some of it, yeah.
That was amazing. Now, they have a couple of drugs. I'm not kidding about this. They shoot them up with, when you see somebody in that kind of state where they're half dead, half asleep, half demented, you can shoot them up with something that'll bring them to life and get their mind working. And apparently it's only good for an hour or two. You remember, if you're watching the whole press conference, you remember about 20 minutes into it, he kept saying, I got to go. I'm going to get in trouble. I'm late. I got to go. Now, he's a vice president of the United States. He's the Democratic nominee. Who's not going to wait? Where would he have to go that he's going to get in trouble if he's late? I think, because a lot of people are asking, what was that meeting that he kept saying, I got to go. And every time somebody screams, I got to get off. I'm going to be in trouble if I don't get. He kept looking at his watch. I got to go. I think that had to do with the drugs. They told him, you know, you got to be off in 20 minutes or whatever. You remember The Nutty Professor, the movie?
Where
the potion started to wear off and he was still speaking at the dance.
and
all of a sudden he lost his personality because the drug wore off. I think that's what was going on with Joe Biden. Now, it wasn't really a press conference in that it was all scripted. He was reading from a teleprompter and the questions were all staged and planned. They knew who to call on and what the question would be, and the answers were up in the teleprompter. That's why It's quite embarrassing if you watch the whole thing, because you watch Trump. How about you? You know, he just points to somebody. Biden looking at this paper going, all right, who am I supposed to call on here? Where is, and then he'd call on a certain name. They wrote it out, who to call on and in what order. And then he'd read the answers off a teleprompter. They're always pretty nice questions. And nobody would quibble with anything he said. He really went after
statewide
Trump.
Statewide lockdowns that so many Americans lived under for months were intended to buy us time to get our act together. Instead of using that time to prepare ourselves, Donald Trump squandered it.
And what does that mean? Could you explain that, Joe Bartlett? What does that mean?
No, I have no idea what he's saying.
What is he talking about? He squandered it. He had a team working day and night. He got, 500,000 ventilators made, 2 billion masks made. Squandered what? I mean, he got the Javits Center Hospital up. He got the Comfort Hospital ship. Whatever anybody needed, he got it to them.
I think what he's saying is that when we had two cases in the United States, we should have shut down the economy.
Yeah, but you got to, you know, the problem with that, I think in the beginning, Trump didn't know. I didn't know. We didn't know how bad Fauci was. Everybody was listening to Fauci. And remember, Fauci all through January, even at the end of January, said, it's not coming here. Don't worry, it's not coming here. And then you can check on the webpage. We have all the clips. All through February, Fauci was saying, don't lock down. No reason to change our behavior. And into the first 2 weeks of March, Fauci kept saying, don't worry. In the first week of March, he urged people to take a cruise, said it was safe. Second week of March, he said people should go out. They should go to the movies. Remember, I was saying stuff like that. I was wrong. If you were listening to me back then, you said, hey, you said it was going to be nothing. I was listening to Fauci. I used to talk to Fauci. I used to get this stuff from, that's why I was wrong. Remember how wrong Bill de Blasio was? Remember he tweeted, go to Chinatown, go to the movies. This is like in the second week of March. I guarantee you, he was talking to Fauci too. Everybody was getting the wrong information from Fauci. So, and I think Donald Trump was listening to him back then. It took him and everybody else about 8 weeks into the crisis to realize Fauci's always wrong. Stop listening to the guy. Deborah Birx tends to always be much more on target. You got a lot of people, you know, that when you watch the fake news, they always say, the nation's top infectious disease doctor, Anthony Fauci. He's not the nation's top infectious disease doctor by any stretch of the imagination. He's a bureaucrat, career politician, been there 37 years. He's J. Edgar Hoover with a stethoscope. Did you see the hearings yesterday where he would just say anything? Rand Paul tore him apart, called him every name in the world for 10 minutes. And then Fauci's answer was, well, I agree with what you're saying. Yes, it's correct. And then he threw in his own things. But he's such a politician. It's just hard to trust him at all. First, he'll tell you, here's an example.
There is no guarantee, and anyone who's been involved in vaccinology will tell you, that we will have a safe and effective vaccine, but we are cautiously optimistic.
What did he just say? Yes, is that a yes or a no?
It's both.
Now, 2 days ago, you can look this up. Fauci said we will definitely have a vaccine by January. But now he's under oath, so he gives you a double talk answer. We're cautiously optimistic. There's no guarantee that we might, but we could. He never gives you a straight answer.
I'm very concerned because it could get very bad.
All right. But I can play you the clips of him in March saying, don't worry, nothing to worry about. Go take a cruise. So, anyway, Biden, and nobody fact checks anything Biden says. If you watch NBC News, the tear apart, if Trump says hello, they dissect it for 10 minutes about how it wasn't right, it wasn't correct. If you watch NBC News last night, they reported and they played the clips of Biden about how terrible Trump was, that he's playing golf while our healthcare workers don't have proper PPE equipment. That's not true. There's no shortage of equipment for our healthcare workers. Never was. It was just fake news reporting that. So he made one mistake. He was told who to call on. The answers were in the teleprompter for him. But I don't know what he was doing. He accidentally, at the end, called on the Fox News guy, who I guess he'd had a problem with before. So when he started talking to the
last question, real quick. Some have speculated,
you're a lying dog.
He was about to say, you're a lying dog-faced pony soldier. Remember, he said that, Well, when did he say that? It was to somebody, some reporter once. It turned out it's a quote from John Wayne. And right now, you're not allowed to say John Wayne because they think he's a racist. So they're taking his name off the airport. They're taking down his statue. So it was kind of a mess. It was like a Weekend at Bernie's thing. If you can keep this guy propped up for 40 minutes, that's supposed to qualify him. This guy, this Fox guy, did ask him about his cognitive problem and if he's going to get tested.
All I got to do is watch me, and I can hardly wait to compare my cognitive capability to the cognitive capability of the man I'm running against.
Pretty good, isn't it? Mm-hmm. They must have drilled him for 3 days on how to say cognitive capability. He must have had to practice that over and over and over again. So I heard Len this morning play some Trump gaffes. People have tried to do that. Yeah, a lot of shows have tried to cut together all. Yeah, you know, we watch MSNBC. Listen to all the Trump gaffes that he's made.
They sacrifice every day for the furniture and future of their children. I hope they now go and take a look at the oranges of the investigation.
We appreciate it very much, Tim Apple.
Marilyn Lockheed. Mike Bolton, as you know, is in Russia. Mike Pounds.
Justice Anthony. You know who I'm talking about.
I've heard like Rachel Maddow.
They're pretty funny, aren't they?
Yeah, they're pretty funny, but the thing is, if you cut together all the Trump gaffes, it totals 30 seconds. If you do it with Biden, I've got one that's 17 minutes. I've got one that's 36 minutes. You could literally do this. This is 30 seconds over 4 years. You could do 30 seconds every day of Biden, every single day. And if you did, I have one video. And you know why I didn't put it up? It's Biden gaffes cut together. It's 27 minutes. It's just too long. It's just too much. So, and the Biden one, you know, these are different. This is just him, you know, he's written something out and he's not reading it right, or he's not even listening to himself. But the Biden ones are really ridiculous. Remember the poor guy in the wheelchair, the paralyzed guy in the wheelchair?
Oh, yeah.
Where Biden says, stand up, take a bow. Oh, what am I saying? I mean, there are ones where he's looking right at the guy. And it's not where he's reading a speech or anything. Remember the one for the fallen heroes? Ceremony for our fallen heroes, and Biden said, all the fallen heroes, please stand up. I guess he didn't know what fallen heroes meant. So. So what's the deal now? Mayor de Blasio, who is just the most hapless fool, just the most bumbling idiot of a mayor. We've never had anybody so weak, so awful. You know, he wants to cut funding for the police department. He gives in to the mob, whatever the mob wants. He's frightened. He caves in. It's just mayor caving. He's got police all over the place at City Hall because there's protesting all over there. There's video of the police retreating several times as the protesters push the police around. Now, obviously, listen, the NYPD could stop that or control that protest in about 30 seconds. Obviously, they were ordered to retreat. It is the most ridiculous thing we've ever seen. And what do we know about this budget cut? It's supposedly it's an $88 billion budget for next year. Supposedly there's been $1 billion cut for the police. Some are whispering privately, it's not really $1 billion cut. They're just going to shift some money around. And then others are saying it is a cut and it'll go to children programs to help children. What do we actually know?
Well, the cuts will affect the police department enforcement of homeless policy and school safety. That theoretically, they fell under the police department.
Okay, listen to this guy. This is the mayor. Listen to this guy. School safety, we don't need that. If you're a parent in New York City, and he's saying school safety, it's a luxury. We don't need that. And if you've walked around New York in the last couple of years, you know the homeless thing is crazy. There's homeless people all over the street, menacing people left and right. First of all, what did you say? It was cutting money for homeless patrolling?
Yeah, police.
I didn't even know we had that.
Homeless enforcement. Yeah, well.
Homeless enforcement. When did we ever have this in the last 4 years? So it'll immediately mean a cut of 1,200 people. That's the next class supposed to graduate. That's canceled. There'll be a couple thousand probably leaving through attrition, may not be replaced. How much longer of this guy? A year and a half? Mm-hmm. Listen, he's talking about we're not cutting the money, we're going to shift it to these wonderful programs that help straighten out our kids. and prevent them from becoming criminals. Now, there's some great programs. I love the police athletically. They have worked miracles. They got kids. The probation department hands over kids to the police athletic league. And by the time the police athletic league is done with them, they're joining the police force. We've seen that happen a million times. They've turned lives around. They've taken kids who are bad kids, getting into trouble, and they've gone on to lead these great lives. Now, here's the footnote on that. Here's the little asterisk. The turnaround isn't 2 weeks. It's like 4 years. So it will straighten out kids. It will prevent a lot of kids from becoming criminals. But you got to wait about 4 years to see the results from this. So if your house is getting robbed, you could call the Boys and Girls Club or something. And they'll say, well, get his name. We'll get him into a program. And I promise you, 4 years from now, he won't be robbing you. So, again, these programs do great work. You should contribute to them like crazy. But it's not immediate policing. And black lives matter, white lives matter, everybody's life matters. But everybody's safety matters. We want everybody to be safe. And you can't just defund the police. It would mean more crime in everybody's neighborhood. It's the most. Have you ever heard anything so crazy? Defund the police.
The only thing crazier is they want more cut. This isn't enough.
Yeah. Next thing you know, get rid of the fire department. We don't need that. Let them walk. Why should they have trucks? Let them take the train. I mean, this is just insane. Everybody needs to be safe and protected. Everybody, and this will affect every single person. Hey, check out the webpage. We've got a lot of good stuff up there. Now, this is yesterday. This is Biden's press conference. You know, they have a sign language interpreter. Watch this. The sign language interpreter can't figure out what he's saying. Watch her just freeze. She doesn't know what the hell he's trying to say. Take a look at that. Also, hey, Bill O'Reilly was talking about Black Lives Matter. Now, listen, there are a lot of wonderful people out there protesting for an important principle, things they believe in. But Black Lives Matter, the actual organization, what are they doing with that money? Where's it actually going? Take a look at this. Hey, also, Carl Reiner, what does he want to be remembered for? You know, everybody, when they talk about it, they list all the million big things he did. What does he want to be remembered for? Well, he'll tell you in this video. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.